News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good Monday morning. It's Bob Belongi here in for Carl and Linda on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. And here we go into the July 4th week, and it is going to be a hot one. We'll be talking about that during the hour. Lots of topics. We're going to have open phones later on this morning. Rob Burrows coming in from the Northern California Veterans History Museum. He'll be also sitting in here. But for right now, we're going to have open phones and quite a few topics. There is so much going on, and we want to hear from you at 530-605-4567. Find out what your take on a lot of these stories in local, regional, and national, because, man, just stuff going on. Locally, of course, hot, hot, hot. We'll be talking about the weather conditions. Also, the tragedy of 19 of firefighting's elite losing their lives, one of the worst incidents for a firefighting team. And I have sort of a connection to the firefighting community through my wife, who Brenda, who works for the U.S. Forest Service. And of course, when things like this happen, even though these were not Forest Service firefighters, it still is very devastating to the community. And she has been involved with some of the investigations that take place after tragedies like this. I don't know if I'll be able to get hold of her today, too, because she is on assignment, just like Carl and Linda are. And but we will be able to maybe get some of her insights. And the thing that people need to realize when tragedies like that take place is that the investigation is not CSI. It's not done in an hour. It takes months for these investigations to take place, so people are going to have to be patient. I know that's really tough. But right now, waiting not so impatiently on the phone, we have Chris Lasondak. He's going to let us know how the new month and the actually the new quarter getting started on Wall Street with this Market Minute. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Bob. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into the new fiscal quarter, and the markets are in positive territory. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 165 points at 15,075. The S&P 500 adding 13 points at 1620, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 49 points at 3452. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 109 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 16 cents at $13.02. General Electric up 27 cents at $23.46. Pfizer up 24 cents at $28.25, while Nokia is adding 15 cents at $3.89. Of local interest, PG&E up 18 cents at $45.91, Safeway's down 29 cents at $23.37, and North Valley Bank up 28 cents at $16.66. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.51%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.36. Oil's up $1.14 a barrel at $97.70. And precious metals are mixed, with gold up $7.66 an ounce at $12.39.44, while silver's down 2 cents at $19.59 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Chris. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute weekday mornings, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 here on KCNR. It's brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. Give them a call at 243-7561. Well, we can't do anything about it, but we're going to talk about it anyway. The weather today going to be sunny and hot, as if you hadn't heard that earlier this time. Okay, it's July, all right? Going to be hot. High will be near 110 degrees, got northwest winds around 6 miles an hour, and, of course, wind's always a concern. We do have an excessive heat warning, and we're going to talk about that after the break. Some of the things that it's common sense stuff, but, of course, it's not. Keep the pets out of the cars, and we're going to talk about some other things that you need to do to protect yourself during these very high temperature conditions. The overnight low is going to be around 80 degrees. The fan will be your friend. Currently in Reading, we have 75 degrees. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Let's take a break. When we come back, open phones and whatever else we can come up to talk about, including that loss of firefighters, a very tragic situation down in Arizona. This is KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. We'll be back.
This 4th of July holiday, whether you're partying at the lake, picnicking in the park, or barbecuing in the backyard, shop Kent's Meats and Grocery for all your holiday party needs. From Kent's own special all-beef Freedom Dogs and Burgers to tri-tip and ribs, Kent's carries only the best meats with Prado Ranch beef and Llano Seco organic pork, Kent's own cured and smoked hams, beef snack sticks, and several flavors, plus Cappy's Deli homemade sandwiches, salad, snacks, and desserts made fresh daily. Kent's 4th of July specials include 30-pack 12-ounce Bud Miller and Coors, $19.98, 20-pack Coke, Dr. Pepper and Sprite, or 24-pack Pepsi and Diet Pepsi, $7.98 each. For a special treat on the go, try a soft serve cup or cone from Kent's Ice Cream Parlor, featuring 8 dryers, ice cream, or a milkshake. Fuel for you and your family, gas and diesel for your travels, and propane for your tanks. Friday, Kent's fires up their grill and serves up tri-tip chicken and ribs for your dining pleasure. Find locally grown quality fresh produce, seafood, and so much more, proving once again at Kent's Meats and Cappy's Deli, we're much more than just a grocery store. Locally owned, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road next to Wind Tour Gardens.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Now through July 13th, shop Carmona's Appliance Center's annual red, white, and blowout sale, celebrating our nation's birthday. Shop any appliance dealer in any department or big box store. We will meet or beat any local advertised price, or your purchase is free. Carmona's huge in-stock inventory, plus special orders, floor models, and even scratch and dent items are all on sale at blowout savings on any new Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, or JennAir appliance. Free delivery and free haul away of your old appliances is available during this blowout sales event. Save now on your new Whirlpool appliances and bedding at our Red Bluff location. Your local brand source store, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, at Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck. Bob Martin, you are entirely too predictable. I was just thinking of that song. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State, 530-605-4567. Whatever you want to bring up. If you don't bring something up, I will simply ramble on. Come on, I am not the oracle of the font of knowledge here. I'm just a guy who talks for a living, pushes buttons for a living in more ways than what I'm told. So this is your station when it comes down to it. It's your airwaves. It's your community. So give a call. Bring up whatever you want to talk about, and we can change tracks very quickly. It is going to be hot. Do I have to tell you this? High of 110 degrees today, and this is when things get really tricky. I say this is the kind of weather that, you know, we love living in Reading, but this is the weather that chases out the people who aren't dedicated enough to live here, because I have known people who have moved to Reading and made it all the way through winter, really loved it. Spring, it's okay. Summer comes and they start calling up their realtor. So there's a phenomenon out in the outlying areas, what Tom Woods used to call sucker grass. When there's about that 3 week window, late March into April, you know, when the hills look like Ireland, you know, it's just beautiful and verdant green. And that's when all of the real estate gets sold. And then about the first part, then about the first week of May, it all looks like a paper bag. So, that's
what do you mean? It doesn't stay green all year long?
Yeah. Only if you put copious quantities of water on it. Now, the nice thing, if there is anything nice to all this, the low humidity level means that if you have a swamp cooler, it actually works. Now, last week when the humidity went up, our swamp cooler quit working. And thank God this year we had a nice cooling system from Alliance Heating and Air, and it worked for us and kind of made the difference, because when the humidity gets up a certain level, that swamp cooler just really quits working. But yesterday it worked just fine. I didn't have to resort to the air conditioning till, pretty late in the day. And that's the big danger time, according to National Weather Service, between 2 and 6 p.m. That's when things get really ugly out there. That's when the fires can really get rocking and rolling. And it just, I go nuts when I see some clown out weed whacking or running a lawnmower midday in conditions like this. It's like, hello, the bear fire, that's been about 12 years now, started because some Nimrod was out running his lawnmower 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a 100-degree day, and that fire caused an awful lot of damage, and it was terrible. Now, so if you want to, you got to stay hydrated, you know, get water and soda and sports drinks and coffee drinks and all that. Those are great, but you need good old H2O. Drink lots of it, because you're going to get dehydrated, and that's what's going to make you sick. If you start feeling a little bit off, get some water in you, and watch the kids and the elderly, because they can't always tell you what's going on. And for God's sake, watch the animals, take care of the pets, and make sure that they are also getting hydrated, because this is brutal conditions right now. So
your pets go through water a lot faster in weather like
right.
this.
Right. And I just want to thump people who even think about keeping their animal in the car this time of year. They're going to be a whole lot happier hiding out under the under the coffee table or something, in the cave back home, then they're going to be right there by your side. Have a little common sense when it comes to your critters, because, you know, animal can, we've heard this from Haven Humane, they will make an effort to find you, but if it's either if they can't find you, your driver's side window is going bye-bye, and they got just the tool to do it. It's a little pocket thing, you just push it against the window and it goes poof. And they get the dog out, and you know, you're not going to have any kick coming if you are dumb enough to leave an animal in the car this time of year. So, you know, use a little common sense on that. So we're going to see a pretty darn hot 4th of July. By the way, I want to billboard that on the 4th of July, we won't be having our talk shows, at least on Free Fire Radio. We're going to be giving you a whole day, or whole morning, I should say, of patriotic music. It will be brought to you by our usual list of sponsors, and we do, we want everybody just to be able to get out and enjoy the 4th of July. I think I'm going to head out on the lake, take my boat out. Members of the local Coast Guard Auxiliary are going to be out there, and I think Brenda might be going out with them, but I take my boat out, and if you go out on the 4th of July and you're going to be out there in the high heat, definitely watch yourself. Again, stay hydrated, and make liberal use of sunscreen. I mean, I've already, you know, it doesn't take very long in these conditions to get yourself a nasty sunburn. So find some sunbeam. I guess is there any safe sunscreen these days? I don't even know, because every time they turn around, there's some stuff that works good, and then the FDA comes out 2 years later and says, "Oh, can't use that. It causes you to grow an extra arm or something." So
SPF 30 is still what I'm using.
Yeah, well, and of course, take these take sunscreen recommendations with a big grain of salt, because like anything else, they're advertised or not regulated, but at least an SPF 30. And this is the time of year. Now, we've passed the solstice, right? The very peak of the sun is already starting its way back south, albeit slowly. But we're into the extra hot season, and Redding gets hot. Big surprise. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock here on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567. Save me from myself. Call in and bring up whatever topic you would like to bring in. We'll be right back on Free Fire Radio.
End of the spring. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Here's another energy savings tip from Redding Electric Utility, REU. Servicing your air conditioning unit annually and changing your filters every 30 days will prevent dust and dirt from building up in your system, which will increase the life of your equipment, saving you energy and money. For more energy saving tips and rebate information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU, together we can save energy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Beginning July 11th, get yourself a date and bring your friends to the Shasta College Theater for 50s and 60s rock and roll. Leader of the pack, the Ellie Greenwich Musical, will run Thursdays through Sundays from July 11th through the 27th. This action-packed show has 24 Motown hits from the era of Beehives and 45s. Doo-wop classics such as Be My Baby, Chapel of Love, Leader of the Pack, and Do Ron Ron are just a few of the great songs. For more information, visit shastacollege.edu/theater.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman. On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational. We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly. Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
724 on KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. 605-4567. If you want to join in the conversation, we're open to pretty much anything. This portion of the program brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Yeah, Joe and Shelley, big supporters of the veterans community, and they serve up some mighty fine stuff over there at Espresso Joe's. The TMB Sweeties will blend you up something nice and cool. Or if you're a real masochist, get a hot drink. I'm okay with that. That's your body. If you want to load it up with something hot when the weather's 100 plus outside, that's your business. But you'll get the very best tasting one right there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, where they've also got the largest walk-in humidor in the area. They are proud sponsors of Free Fire Radio. Bad day for those in the firefighting community. 19 members of an elite firefighting crew known as Hotshots. Now, these were not U.S. Forest Service personnel. These were locals there in the northern part of Arizona. But these are people who have gone through extra training in conditions like what we're going to be experiencing here in the North State. These are the guys and gals who will pack chainsaws and hand tools and go miles into the wilderness to build wildfires. To build breaks to keep the wildfires in check. In this case, they were trying to defend a town when conditions changed rapidly. And there's going to be a big investigation about it. As I mentioned earlier, my wife Brenda has been on an investigation team, and they look at every aspect, the weather, the terrain, the leadership skills of those involved. And this is an even worse incident than the Storm King fire, which was back in 94. That was also a big tragedy. 14 firefighters lost their lives, and the incident was what's known as a flashover, where the fire changed suddenly and came back upon the crew. According to reports that we've gotten so far, they didn't even have time to deploy their fire shelters. Now, everybody who goes into the forest, and when I was a reporter, I had on my hip a little, they call them shake and bakes. There's a little humor in the firefighting community, but it's essentially a big foil bag. And the idea is that you burrow, you find yourself a place where there is relatively free of vegetation, and you're plain dirt is the best, well away from the flames, and you burrow down into the dirt and you cover yourself with this thing and seal it down as hard as you can to the ground, because it's not the flames that gets you, it's that superheated air getting into the lungs that causes most of the deaths in these burnovers. And apparently this thing happened so fast with the wind behind it that the crew, most of them did not have time. This is a report that we got. Most of them didn't have time to deploy their fire shelters. And you gotta, when you do practice with these things, you do it under pretty calm conditions. You unfold it. It's folded about 300 times in this little packet, and it comes out and it's a person size. It'll actually hold two people at a pinch. But when they train these firefighters, they actually have them stand behind an airplane with turning propellers. And you can imagine trying to deploy a giant Mylar balloon in a 60-mile-an-hour wind. But when you get the wind, these fires are so intense, they start generating their own draft, and that's the very dangerous part, because it can move a lot faster than you can run. It overtook this crew, and in the coming weeks, there's going to be a huge investigation into this very tragic incident. But our heart goes out to the families and coworkers, because when an incident like this happens, anybody who's out on the forest putting their life on the line, okay, we can dress in pretty minimal clothing when conditions get this hot. But if you're out there in the forest, you're dressed in something called Nomex, and I've worn it in hot temperature. It is coarse, it is hot, it is no fun to be in. And then load up, somewhere between 50 and 100 pounds of stuff that you're going to pack around with you. You're wearing a helmet, to protect you from things that fall. And it gets pretty brutal out there, and you can drop like, people get out there and drop like flies. But this is an extremely tragic incident. So to everybody in the firefighting community, first of all, a big thank you for not just the wildland firefighters, but the urban firefighters as well. Things can go sideways very, very quickly. And, Don't knock it until you've tried it. I've heard people talking about, these guys are paid very well. Well, yeah, they're paid very well. It's an extremely dangerous business and some very specialized work. And as we've seen down in Arizona over the weekend, it can become a tragedy. So we definitely, offer our prayers to our local firefighters, because let's face it, it's not if we have a major fire this season, it's when. So everybody needs to be a little extra fire safe, and we wish the best to our local firefighters. And when they say evacuate, you know what? It's just stuff. Get out, because we don't need any deaths up here this year. You're listening to KCNR 1460. You're back after the break.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are higher in early trading. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 160 points. Meanwhile, investors are singing the praise of Pandora today. This after Morgan Stanley upped its rating for the company to buy with a $24 price target. Morgan Stanley says Pandora trails only Facebook and Google in monthly consumer usage and is, quote, the Netflix of radio. Meanwhile, real estate data provider CoreLogic is buying two Unites from Decision Insight Information Group for $661 million. The deals will help CoreLogic expand its property and casualty business. CoreLogic expects the deals to add to its 2013 results. And Jefferson County in Alabama has filed a plan to end the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history by the end of the year. The plan would cut more than $1 billion in principal payments to investors holding defaulted sewer-related debt. The county owes $4.2 billion in debt. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Now through July 13th, shop Carmona's Appliance Center's annual red, white, and blowout sale, celebrating our nation's birthday. Shop any appliance dealer in any department or big box store. We will meet or beat any local advertised price, or your purchase is free. Carmona's huge in-stock inventory, plus special orders, floor models, and even scratch and dent items are all on sale at blowout savings on any new Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, or JennAir appliance. Free delivery and free haul away of your old appliances is available during this blowout sales event. Save now on your new Whirlpool appliances and bedding at our Red Bluff location. Your local brand source store, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, at Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Join the conversation in our chat room.
KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. It's coming up on 7:35 here on KCNR 1460 AM, and the 4th of July tent sale at Crown Motor is going on now until July 8th. Hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, quality used cars. Look for the tents. That's Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue, proud sponsors of Free Fire Radio. And joining me here in the studio and helping save me from myself, because I've been babbling for a solid half hour here, Rob Burrows of the Northern California Veterans History Museum and Heritage Center. Did I get all that out?
Well, pretty close. Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Oh, okay.
There you go. And yes, we do.
I added words.
We do have a lot of history there, all of our history, as a matter of fact. So it's offered right here to our community for our veterans. And we take it all the way back to the Constitution, because obviously that's where our American military history and our American history starts, is with our Constitution. So we start with the Constitution, our beginning of our American Revolution, right on through Afghanistan and Iraq.
So tell me what a Navy guy was doing out there in the middle of a desert for, and you did what, two or three tours?
I did two tours.
Two tours. What was a Navy guy doing in the middle of a desert?
Well, I am a Navy Seabee, which is construction battalion, and they commonly refer to Seabees as dirt sailors. And we don't, I just retired out of the Navy with a medical retirement at 22 and a half years. 22 and a half years and never set foot on a ship. So basically with the Seabees, we train with the Marine Corps, and when we get ready to go into a contingency operation, they fly us right directly to the combat zone. So we never set foot on a ship. They just took us right to from the training right down to the brass tacks, right into the firing area. So that's how Seabees work.
That's, you know, first of all, thank you for your service. And I knew a couple of Seabees when I was in a Navy fighter squadron down at NAS Miramar on the Tomcats, as a matter of fact. I didn't fly them. I just helped get the parts to fix them. But I knew a couple of Seabees, and they had kind of a reputation as a jack-of-all-trades and, dirt sailors. But, congratulations. And I know that your retirement was a very reluctant one, but you did excellent service. But tell me a little about the career.
Well, I started off right just before Desert Storm in 1990. And I was at 29 Palms when Desert Storm kicked off, and we were getting ready to be the second wave to go into Saudi Arabia and relieve the initial forces. And they had the highway of death there in northern Kuwait, which was I-80 coming out of Kuwait going back into Iraq, where all the Iraqi soldiers and tanks and everything were lined up on the road getting ready to go back in. They were trying to get away.
The mother of all battles.
The yes. A-10s came down through there, and they just completely wiped them out and took them out, and that's the day they called the end of the war. And so we spent about another 4 or 5 days at 29 Palms, and they said, see ya, you're going home. So we got completely cut short of deploying from 29 Palms, a Marine Corps base down in the desert. From going overseas, they sent us back to home. So, and we waited again for Somalia in 92. And then in Somalia, they recalled us again. We got ready to go to Somalia. We loaded up for 60 days. We loaded ships and equipped everything else to send to Somalia for that engagement. And
all decked out for the dance, and the band never started playing.
And once again, you know, they had Black Sunday there, and things took a dive and went the wrong direction with the determination of Madeleine Albright and not being able to have any weapons or being able to take care of our ground forces there in Somalia. And that's why Black Sunday or Black Hawk Down took place, because we did not have the backup. We did not have the equipment, the firepower to take care of our own personnel.
So that whole thing just kind of went away. It was like the politicians said, oh, let's just sweep that away and get it out of everybody's mind.
That was a black eye in Clinton's administration. And, yeah, they didn't want anybody to remember that. And so they did sweep that underneath the carpet. It's really easy. It's really easy how, and I'll be direct, that our media, when they don't want to follow something, when they're following the agenda of like the Clinton administration and other administrations that have followed, that things quickly disappear. But if it's a conservative in there, then things completely are just drugged through the mud daily.
Oh, constantly. Yes. Every time somebody got a hangnail, it was a headline. And now it's yes, any war is a tragic loss of life. And it's your life or the life of a loved one. You bet. But all things considered, and I've read this somewhere, that more injuries and death happen in peacetime than what were happening out there on the line. Now, granted, if you got, you get shot, you got blown up, but that's pretty, it is a tragedy for the person. But in terms of fighting a 10-year war, the overall casualties, if you just look at the numbers, are remarkably low.
They are remarkably low. In fact, if you come back and look at youth DUIs and youth overdoses with drugs and things like that, especially since the authorization of marijuana, legalization of marijuana, different locations, things like that, we've had more suicides and more deaths with ODs in our United States with our youth than we lost two or three times overseas with men and women wearing the uniform serving this country. And so, but nobody wants to stop and talk about those statistics. But that's really the brass tacks. That's the reality, because they'd rather throw darts at the military and say the military is bad than they would to stop and really face the reality of what is.
Well, to paraphrase Mark Twain, there's lies, damn lies, and statistics or politics. Take your pick. 7:40 is our time. We'll take a break. Our guest is Rob Burrows. He's in for the rest of the morning. You have questions for Senior Chief Burrows? You never got that second star. Right?
I was working on the second star, but okay. You're right. I never got my chance.
Senior Chief Burrows, retired USN. Whatever questions you have for him, 605-4567 is the number to call. This is Free Fire Radio. We will be back.
Time to change oil. Take your car to a place that'll do it right. Auto Lube. Family owned Auto Lube means you get the kind of quick, friendly service just like family. We take extra care of your car, making sure to check all of the vital areas, including the differential, master cylinder, power steering, and more. Auto Lube uses Chevron lubricants to protect your engine. After your visit, we're confident you'll drive away happy. Chevron and Auto Lube, where we treat you like one of the family. Auto Lube, with four locations to serve you.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Oh, it's too hot, lady.
Thank you, Bob Martin. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. This portion of the program brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, featuring an in-store deli and Reading's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. North State's nutrition experts is Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading, 244-9141. And with me this morning, Rob Burrows, and curator of the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Hey, you got it right.
All right. Well, it's gone through a couple of iterations. And I'm going to point out that right behind me here in the KCNR studios is a flag that Rob brought back when I worked at that other radio station.
Actually, I sent it to you while I was overseas.
Yeah. You made it along with a T-shirt for the radio station, which I still have, and Kelly Frost and I were working there at the time. But yes, this, and tell me about the flag, because I could read it off, but I'd rather hear it from you.
Well, at that time we were talking, you know, we were working with you over at the other radio station back and forth, and I told you when I went over to Iraq this next time that I'd go ahead and get a picture taken with a flag and a T-shirt for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so the picture is actually in the museum there on display, but it shows me holding this flag and the T-shirt there in Iraq, and I sent it back to both you and Kelly because you had supported our home family business at that time, and you had also supported our veterans at that time. You know, in 2003, after coming back from the war, there's a lot of things going on in the North State, but there really wasn't a lot of veterans programs going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so literally in the last 6 to 8 years, a lot of these programs that you see out there have been able to pop up and be able to assimilate and be able to start helping our veterans in the community and the support, along with the Veterans Cemetery in 2005, and then the MIAP, and now the Veterans Home and the Veterans Museum. And then that brings us into a new program we're putting together here in the community called Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. And that's a program that falls underneath the 501c3 of the Veterans Museum that is a program to help in Northern California post 9/11 veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan, anybody who has served either active duty, reserve, or National Guard.
Mm. You guys didn't have to wait on your 501c3, did you? But,
Actually, no, we got, I think we had a pretty good handle on it before all that took place.
Oh, yeah, because anything to do with the patriotism or the military these days got pretty thoroughly scrubbed before they would deign to hand out the permissions. But, the museum has been a dream that you have brought about to reality, even when you were still active duty. This was something you wanted to do. Tell me why.
Well, I'd been across the nation. I just traveled all the world, obviously, with the Navy, and I've gone to these different museums that we have, our national museums across the United States. And I thought to myself, we have so many veterans in Northern California, and we have I saw such a sacrifice when I was in Iraq, especially after coming back from my second tour with the loss of friends and, not even so much friends, just the loss of military personnel. I mean, we ran convoys. I ran convoys out of Fallujah, Iraq, Central Iraq in 2006 and 2007. We saw catastrophic strikes, which is multiple deaths and casualties in convoys ahead of us and behind us on a nightly basis. I mean, it was daily. And, it was a tragic time. And I thought to myself, with this sacrifice that's going on, somebody needs to tell this story. Somebody needs to tell what's going on. And when I got back home in 2007, I realized that the media wasn't telling the story about what was going on with what we were doing in Iraq. Boots on the ground. We were the ones that were meeting with the Iraqi people. We were the ones that were working with them, rebuilding the hospitals and the schools and in the roads and the bridges and doing the infrastructure. And yet you came back to the United States, and everything in the news was doom and gloom, and we're doing bad things and all this. And they never once told the good things about what the American forces were actually doing there, boots on the ground. I mean, we were doing good things. And then to come home and get slandered like this after laying our lives on the line. And so I thought, you know what? We need to put together an organization to tell the story, because if my story in Iraq is being turned upside down and lied upon, obviously, you look back at Vietnam and you look at Korea and you look at World War II and any other man or woman who's put the uniform on where they've tried to do a good job and they come home and they get slapped against the wall. And I say, you know what? That's wrong. We're going to put together an organization that puts forward a straightforward story of the men and women who wear the uniform to honor them and to say thank you, and then let people come in and make their own neutral decision about what's being done. But we're not going to portray a biased opinion. Mm-hmm. And the Veterans Museum is about thanking our veterans. It's about honoring them. And it's about putting forward the true story about the men and women who wear the uniform. The guy next door that you grew up with, your uncle or aunt that served, your neighborhood kids, they put the uniform on. They went to boot camp. They went and they served. Some came home and some didn't come home. But the museum is about telling that story because that's the right way to do it.
Our guest is Rob Burrows, retired senior chief, U.S. Navy. He has been there, done that, and now he's dedicated his energy to telling the story, not just of the people he served with, but of all who have served in defense of this country. And so it's highly appropriate as we approach July 4th that we have this program, and we invite your input, 530-605-4567. This is Free Fire Radio.
Home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Spring Water. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta Spring Water is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Mistake Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
This 4th of July holiday, whether you're partying at the lake, picnicking in the park, or barbecuing in the backyard, shop Kent's Meats and Grocery for all your holiday party needs. From Kent's own special all-beef Freedom Dogs and Burgers to tri-tip and ribs, Kent's carries only the best meats with Prado Ranch beef and Llano Seco organic pork, Kent's own cured and smoked hams, beef snack sticks, and several flavors, plus Cappy's Deli homemade sandwiches, salad, snacks, and desserts made fresh daily. Kent's 4th of July specials include 30-pack 12-ounce Bud Miller and Coors, $19.98, 20-pack Coke, Dr. Pepper and Sprite, or 24-pack Pepsi and Diet Pepsi, $7.98 each. For a special treat on the go, try a soft serve cup or cone from Kent's Ice Cream Parlor featuring 8 dryers, ice cream, or a milkshake. Fuel for you and your family, gas and diesel for your travels, and propane for your tanks. Friday, Kent's fires up their grill and serves up tri-tip chicken and ribs for your dining pleasure. Find locally grown quality fresh produce, seafood, and so much more, proving once again at Kent's Meats and Cappy's Deli, we're much more than just a grocery store. Locally owned, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road next to Wind Tour Gardens.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
It was the heat of the moment. Telling me what my heart
is. Oh, he's good.
The
Welcome back. KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda are, as we say, on assignment. They'll be back tomorrow. And then, of course, on Thursday, when everybody's getting ready, almost everybody, but of course firefighters and police and all those folks still be on the job. But for those of us who are able to take off and enjoy the 4th of July holiday, we invite you to tune your radio to KCNR AM 1460 because we're going to feature a full morning of patriotic music. We're kind of digging around through the library and we're going to feature that at least from 6 until 9. And possibly we will also have more of it in the 10 to noon slot. We need to find out what the plans are for Agenda 21 radio, but I presume that they're also going to desire to take the day off. This portion of the program brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water Company, providing natural spring water to customers in Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1988. Water comes from protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta. Get more information at 800-922-6227 or visit MountShastaSpringWater.com. It's 7:56 and with me in the studio, Rob Burrows and a curator of the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center and Navy veteran and SEAL and all kinds of stuff. And before the break, before we hit the top of the hour here, you want to talk about new organization, an event that's coming up?
Exactly. The new program we're talking about is Homeward Bound. Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. You know, since the, obviously with the sequester and with all of the cutbacks with the federal government and the reduction of the military bases, there's nothing in Northern California for our military families whatsoever. There's nothing out there. The closest base would be the Air Force Base at either Beale Air Force Base down by Marysville or over by Travis, which is down by Vacaville. Other than that, there are no other Navy or Marine Corps facilities that are close. And so the whole idea is we have so many of our military personnel that are coming back, either off of active duty reserve or National Guard duty, and their families have needed support. They've needed support, and there's nothing here. We have the VA to take care of the veteran themselves to a certain extent if they can get those services. But there's zero capability for the family and for the children. Mm-hmm. So Homeward Bound is a brand new program that we're putting together out at the Northern California Veterans Museum. It's a sub-organization underneath the 501c3. And it is to provide emergency services and job placement and opportunity for military families in Northern California. You know, there's a lot of programs out there where you donate money to them, and I'll say it, companies such as Wounded Warriors and things like that. Mm-hmm. The money goes out of Northern California, is never to be seen here again. The whole idea behind Homeward Bound is that we can provide 100% of the services in our community with 100% of the dollars spent in our community for our veterans and their families to help them to survive and to be able to come back in and integrate into our communities without falling through the cracks. You know, these guys and gals, they've gone out there, they've served, they've got young families, they come back, they're trying to make ends meet, they're dealing with family issues, and for us to not be able to support them, to let them fall through the cracks, is that's bad on our community. And so we want them to be, they were very successful with their service overseas, and now we want them to be successful as they come back home and integrate so that they're not left to the side or pushed off to the side. And so that's what Homeward Bound is. We have the opportunity to help them with family counseling. We have the opportunity to help them with emergency family services such as food or baby support, with diapers and things like that. Also, emergency car care services. We're working with local businesses who are donating in-kind donations to help these families along, especially through emergency services. You know, a family's barely making it with just what they have, and then all of a sudden a car breaks down or they get a plumbing issue or the baby gets sick or something like that. And now all of a sudden they don't have the extra money in their budget to be able to move forward. And so this whole idea behind this program is to be able to get them in, give them a helping hand up to get them reintegrated into our community. And as we expand, we've got several grants in the works to help us as we expand. We're going to be opening it up to our other counties in the area. So it won't just be Shasta County, but it'll be opened up to Tehama and Trinity and Siskiyou and Lassen. And we'll be able to reach out farther to take care of these veterans as they come back with their families also.
All right. Well, we're down to 1 minute, and we're going to talk about the Homeward Bound program and how the residents, how members of our community can help out, how both initially and an ongoing basis. But we've got Fox News coming up at the top of the hour, and if you want to join in, if you want to ask Rob about this program or about any of the things having to do with the museum or about his service or other topics, we've got so much going on in this state, several bills that are designed to take away our firearms, bills that are designed to, I guess, continually chase away businesses, and we can talk about that as well. But we will hit the top of the hour, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. We'll be back after the news.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. How did the flames they were fighting engulf them? That's not clear yet in Arizona, where 19 firefighters, specially wildfire trained from Prescott, were killed.
We know that they were in a situation where the fire behavior changed, obviously, very fast, and they were forced to deploy their shelters, and they did not survive.
Prescott Fire spokesman Wade Ward, that fire has torched more than 200 homes. Hundreds of residents have been forced to evacuate from Yarnell. For a second day in Egypt, there are mass protests. Some have been violent, like an attack on President Morsi's Muslim Brotherhood Group headquarters. They want him to resign. President Obama's in Tanzania and says,
we've been watching these big protests. Our number one priority has been making sure that our embassies and consulates are protected.
He's calling on the protesters to be peaceful and on the government to reach out to them and solve their problems politically. The president has also just said, with Edward Snowden still in Moscow, wanted for espionage here in the U.S. for all those surveillance leaks.
There have been high-level discussions with the Russians about trying to find a solution to the problem.
For a second week, there's testimony at George Zimmerman's murder trial. He claims he killed a teenager on neighborhood watch and self-defense in Florida. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is on the case live.
Now, Dave, an FBI voice analyst, has been on the stand all morning testifying for the prosecution, though under defense cross admits the scientific community agrees you can't make much out of a recording of somebody's screaming voice.
I don't think it would be possible to determine the age by listening to that extreme type of voice.
Meaning it's hard to tell whether it's a teenager or a man in his late 20s heard screaming for help on all those 911 recordings, Dave.
Heaven on Wall Street, a rally to start the new month and quarter. The Dow is now up 138 points. It's back over 15,000. For the year, the Dow is up about 14%. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
No one would call legendary Dallas Cowboys coach Tom Landry a vain man. Yet he was one of the most successful coaches in any sport. His teams won 2 Super Bowls and played in 3 more. And Coach Landry met success with humility. His faith had much to do with it. So did his experience. In Landry's first 3 years as head coach, the Cowboys won a total of only 8 games. Fans would wait another 7 years for his first winning season. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Are you reaching the height of success in your profession? Good. Enjoy it. But remember that all peaks are flanked by valleys. It's true of topography and football and the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
President Obama in Tanzania has just moments ago said that the U.S. has been holding high-level discussions with the Russians regarding bringing Edward Snowden to the U.S. for charges of espionage over the surveillance leaks. Now, Reuters reports that Russian President Putin says that Russia will never hand over Edward Snowden. Now, the president has also been talking more about the latest surveillance leaks detailing eavesdropping involving Europeans, and that has a lot of Europeans angry. Fox News Radio's Simon Owens live in London.
Dave, the French president, Francois Hollande, says this is such a serious issue it could derail a planned trade pact between the US and the European Union. It's after a German magazine reported American spies bugged the EU's offices in New York and Washington. Germany's government government says the practice, if proven, is unacceptable.
Absolut inakzeptabel wäre.
The government in Berlin calling it Cold War-like behavior. President Obama says the U.S. will provide European allies with any information they want. Dave.
Simon, it is not an easy commute around San Francisco this morning.
More than 400,000 commuters can forget about riding the rails today. Bay Area Rapid Transit Service shutting down after union workers went on strike at midnight. Weekend negotiations stalled over issues like salary, health care, pensions, and safety. Workers asked for a 5% annual raise. BART upped their counteroffer to 8%, but also wanted employees to contribute to pensions. Officials urging commuters to consider carpooling or work from home if possible. The last BART strike in 1997 lasted 6 days. Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
Another big upset at Wimbledon. Defending champion Serena Williams, who hadn't lost in 34 matches, lost in the fourth round to Sabine Lisicki. Williams had won Wimbledon 5 times. Earlier in the tournament, former men's champions Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer were upset. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome back. It is 8:05 on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Radio. Moving into our second hour on a Monday, first day of July, and things are rocking and rolling. We've got Enjoy Magazine, first Monday of the month. They'll be coming in. We're going to finish up with Rob Burrows, and then we'll turn it over to Enjoy. But first, before all that, we'll jump to our Wells Fargo advisors, where Chris Lasondak brings us the Market Minute. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Bob. Well, we're an hour and a half or so into a new trading month, and the markets are in positive territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 138 points at 15,048. The S&P 500 adding 18 points at 1624, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 44 points at 3447. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 181 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $11.76 at $407.89. Microsoft up 17 cents at $34.70. Facebook's down 2 cents at $24.84, while Intel's off 6 cents at $24.16. Of local interest, Safeway down 17 cents at $23.48. Home Depot's off 9 cents at $77.38. And Harley-Davidson up 72 cents at $55.52. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.49%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.35%. Oil's up $1.65 a barrel at $98.21. And precious metals are mixed, with gold up $11.62 an ounce at $12.44.76. While silver is unchanged at $19.61 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Chris. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute weekday morning, 7:10 and 8:10 and 9:05 right here on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. And as we do every Monday, we're going to check in with the local Tea Party organization, Elizabeth. What's happening this evening? And hello, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. Playing second string here. And,
are you?
Yes, and of course, I don't know if you've been listening. We've got Rob Burrows from the Veterans History Museum here. He's going to be with us for another segment. So.
Excellent. Yes, I saw Rob Burrows at the fundraiser for We the People Radio and Sovereign Minds Radio on Saturday night. It's nice to see him there.
And how did that go, by the way?
It was fantastic. We filled the place. So, you know, and I was thinking, Bob, that if we had tried to have that fundraiser at the beginning of the radio programs, we may not have had the turnout, but because these radio programs have been on the air for almost 3 years, we have such a great track record and such a wonderful archive of intelligent, informed guests, and I think that really helped provide the turnout that we had on Saturday night.
Well, excellent. Glad to hear that it went well. And, of course, Community Talk Radio for the North State is, well, it's what we're all about.
And I know so. I've said this before, but I encourage people to tune into KCNR any Saturday or Sunday because the local programming is literally fantastic.
I'll just super glue the dial in place.
There you go. Anyway, at the Reading Tea Party tonight, we are going to celebrate the 4th of July. with a potluck, which is always a lot of fun. Who doesn't love a potluck? But we're also going to be showing a movie called They Come to America. This movie has been produced by Dennis Michael Lynch, who is a producer out of your traditional Hollywood set. And he has explored the whole issue of amnesty. And in his movie, he's going to show what the true cost of amnesty will be to American wallets, American jobs, and to the American taxpayer. It's a fantastic movie. I encourage people to come out and join us tonight and watch the movie, have a potluck, have some great food. It's wonderful to have conversations with like-minded people. And as always, we are at 2570 South Bonneview Road, and that is the Destiny Fellowship Church. And I know that there will be flags on display, so it won't be hard to find.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
As always, you are most welcome to let us know what's happening with the Reading Tea Party. KCNR, it is 8:09, and let's take a quick look at the weather. Then we'll take the break. Then we'll come back with Rob Burrows, and then we'll come back with Enjoy Magazine. Busy morning. We've got, as I find the correct piece of paper among many here this morning, sunny and hot, a high near 110, cloudy, the low will be around 80 degrees, 112 for your Tuesday. By the time we get to Independence Day, still going to be around the 110 degree mark. Then it's supposed to, well, cool off, dropping down to 99 degrees by the weekend. Currently in Reading, we do have 81 degrees, and this weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards on the way out to Shingletown on Inwood Drive. Thursday nights is pizza night, and it is just a beautiful place. A couple of degrees cooler than Reading, but always a great place to go for lunch or dinner. That's Anselmo Vineyards. And we're going to take the break. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Ted Leidy, senior instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. It's summertime and it's getting hot and dry at our favorite local ranges. When practicing with your personal protection firearm, ensure you carefully monitor your impact areas for fire. Always carry a fire extinguisher and cell phone in case of emergency. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 for all of your CCW, basic firearm safety training, and private instruction. You can also visit us online at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy and I'll see you at the range.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
Isn't the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today? For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back, KCNR 1460. It is 8:14. This portion of the program brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Check out their line of houseboats, ski boats, and jet skis. Package deals to fit any budget. Have fun and relax without breaking the bank. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com. And we're going to hold Rob Burrows over for one more break, or for one more segment, because I wanted to get the information out about this organization, Homeward Bound, that they're going to have their initial thing this weekend, and a couple of other little details that I just wanted to get out to the community. Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and History Center, and Navy veteran, retired senior chief, the guest. Tell me about this event, how people can help, and then about a collaboration that you told me about during the break.
Well, of course, we're talking about Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, and we're going to be having our grand opening to launch the program this coming Saturday, July the 6th. It'll be out at the museum. Our business offices and Homeward Bound are located right there together, and the program will start at 10 a.m. It'll be 10 to about 4 o'clock. We're going to go ahead and dedicate one of the first monuments to our OIF and Afghanistan veterans throughout the entire United States right here in Redding, California.
Operation Iraqi Freedom.
That's correct. And so what we have set up is a 7-foot wide by 8-foot tall granite beautiful monument that is going to be put up there in front of the museum, and it's going to be dedicated to our Desert Storm and post 9/11 veterans. And it's going to be in honor of the Homeward Bound program to say thank you to them. You know, we have our veterans families, such as the Chad Reglin family with Shireen and her husband there, and they're lost just about a year and a half ago now, with Chad Reglin, who was a EOD first class petty officer, was killed in Afghanistan. And so part of our Homeward Bound gallery that we'll have there will be dedicated to our KIA military personnel, all the different branches that gave their lives, and most of who are buried out at the Igo Veterans Cemetery. And we'll have a gallery there with their items and being able to tell their story about the Homeward Bound program.
What do you need from the community?
What we need from the community is in-kind donations. So let's say if you have an automotive shop and you can donate an oil change or a tune-up or a tire repair, just basic necessities. If you have a small business that you can offer any type of an emergency service, or if you'd like to make a donation to sponsor or something like diapers or baby food or things like that, where we can help support the families as they're getting ready to start out like that.
I am always impressed by how this community pulls together time after time after time, especially during a crisis. But for some of these young families, these returning service people, this is a crisis, isn't it? And it's not just young men anymore.
Well, that's correct. I mean, we have a lot of women who are serving now, and they come back and they have issues, obviously, vice versa, with their spouse, and then also just trying to blend back into their society, whether it's a job or whether it's trying to deal with the op tempo, which is the operational tempo of coming back off of a really strict type of a program with the military, back into a slower pace as a civilian. I mean, a transition sometimes is just great, just mentally, let alone having to actually have physical issues. And so we are going to be a in-kind place where people can come and have like-mindedness and be able to talk, and we'll have services provided as far as counseling for the wives or the spouses and the children, an opportunity for them to come, a resource center. We'll have computers for job searches. And this is all free to these veterans and their families. Mm-hmm. And it's an opportunity for us to be able to share these assets. And we're working with other organizations in our community, such as the former Women's Refuge, which is now One Safe Place. I've been working and talking with Jane King, and we're going to be working with them to be able to provide resources to the families from our direction and also from their direction to us. And so it's going to be a handshake in our community, working with other organizations that are already doing great jobs taking care of our families. The Family Justice Center, we want to be able to represent our military families and help them to have a fair shake with issues that they're having, whether it's PTSD or whatever else coming back. And so this whole program is to help our community become a better community. And that's, we just don't want to see our veterans and their families fall through the cracks.
Absolutely.
They've sacrificed, they've worn the uniform, they put their lives on the line on multiple, multiple tours of duty. And it's so important. It, if people don't understand or know, we have lost more veterans at this point right now since 9/11 to suicide than we lost in the war in Iraq and Afghanistan.
There's something horribly wrong.
That
there.
Is a tragedy. If you went back and looked at how many veterans we lost during Vietnam, over 50,000 in combat, and then to say we lost 50,000 due to suicide? Mm. I mean, it's, if you look at the numbers comparatively, it's outstanding. It's outrageous. There's no reason for us to have that. And so we need to make sure that our veterans, when they come back, they know that we care and that we're providing a place for them to come and have a handshake up and not a, so much a handshake out, but we want them to be successful as they return back into our communities.
Real quick, how do they get hold of you or the organization?
The phone number for the Homeward Bound program is 378-8046. That's 378-8046. Or they can call the museum also because we're co-located. And the museum phone number is 378-2280. And so once again, this next Saturday is our dedication, July 6th. We're going to have a free barbecue open to all who come. And our dedication starts at 10 o'clock. The museum will be open to the public at no cost. It'll be a free day open to the public. And so we want to invite our community to come out. And it's a wonderful opportunity. You're going to have family out and everything with the holiday weekend. Come stop by the museum, share that time with them, visit our Homeward Bound program, and let's help our veterans in our community.
Rob Burrows, thank you for your service. Thank you for being a member of this community, and just flat out, thank you for being on the show.
You're very welcome.
KCNR 1460, we'll be back with Enjoy Magazine.
You've seen the difference, and it's getting better all the time.
My hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kind of doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindalelis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
So, Chris, Haven's second Tuesday meeting July 9th is at Applebee's.
Ooh, I don't like bees.
It's the name of the restaurant. There are no bees.
Oh!
Please join us and other Haven Humane supporters Tuesday, July 9th at Applebee's on Hilltop Drive. Your support will allow Haven to continue to provide shelter and homes to hundreds of unwanted and abused pets in Shasta County, and Applebee's will donate a portion of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society.
I know honeybees and maybees, but I don't know about Applebee's.
Yeah.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Sunny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny,
it's 8:24 on KCNR 1460. It is sunny. It is hot. It is going to be in the one teens during this week, so you're definitely going to want to do something about that. Alliance Heating and Air is the place to call. They do it right. Stand by it, and you will see the value. When it's hot outside, you definitely want to be cool inside. If your air conditioning system is more than 10 years old, it's just sucking money right into somebody else's account. Get a new modern heating and cooling system from Alliance Heating and Air, homecomfort.org, 221-2642. And shifting gears here at KCNR as we invite welcome Enjoy Magazine, trying to multitask here as we welcome Enjoy Magazine for the first Monday of the month. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. You're doing a great job.
And we have
Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine. I'm the managing editor.
I'm James Mazzotta from Enjoy Magazine.
I wanted to make sure I got your titles right, so I let you do the heavy lifting here. Okay, what are we? Beautiful cover, as usual. What are we? Take it away.
Well, it's an interesting morning here, obviously, for us, because, you know, Bob, the producer, is here, and he is running the show. So he has got his cans on, as he says, a mic to his face, and all his fingers and toes pushing buttons and arranging things, and is supposed to go through the process with us that normally Linda and Carl does. Where are those two?
They are on assignment, as they say.
Oh, yeah. How's the water in Hawaii?
I don't know. I don't think they had time to fly to Hawaii.
Well, I'm glad that we're here with you.
Yeah. Yes. Well, glad to have you aboard. Love the magazine. I actually, a few years ago when I had something called Time, I wrote an article or two, and
you did. We remember
which
that.
Which proves that anybody can get an article published. If
right. Well, you did a great job. You did a story on the safety on the lake.
Safety on the lake, community and access television, and geocaching.
Yep.
Oh, geocaching. Yep. I remember that. That was good.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So.
Well, the July issue is out.
Yeah.
And it's a fun little cover.
Moving off the racks quickly.
Yeah. As we've said, and as we say every month, if you like your issue of Enjoy, you better come and get it now because it is moving very quick again.
The magazine is free, but if people really want to be assured of getting their copy, they can do so, right?
They can get a subscription, and there's lots of ways to do it. They can come in the store and purchase it there, or they can call us and give us a credit card. Yep. They can go on our website and do it on our website through PayPal, and they can send us a check.
Yeah.
So it's easy to do. The subscriptions are, what, right around 26
So bucks. Your magazine is still technically free, but you're paying for just the postage to get it to you.
Magazine looks a little thicker than
it's
it has
been.
Been.
Yes.
It's been. Tell me about
for
that.
For the last couple of months.
Yeah, we're on a run. We're past those. What were you saying earlier today? 100 teens?
not quite.
The one teens? Yeah. Not in temperature, but in pages. Yeah. So this is the July issue, and it's Born in the USA is the title. And, of course, it's celebrating our red, white, and blue and our commitment to the 4th of July and all the things that it stands for. Our Enjoy the View this month, I see Rhonda has opened it up, which is a great double-page spread that we do every month of a local regional photographer, and it's a fireworks, and it's a really, really great picture. So,
and it's by Tina Bennett, and it's her first submission, so
it is?
She was really excited.
Congratulations,
yeah.
Tina.
Are you surprised still at the talent that is sort of hidden up here? We don't hear about it, but then they kind of peek out and they just astound us with
everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, we have great writers, we have great photographers, and then we have these amazing businesses and amazing places to visit and people.
I am still surprised. I mean, realistically, I mean, it's amazing because Rhonda will say, hey, look at what the story that we're going to do next month. And I'm like, that's here. And they're like, you know, she's like, yeah. And there's just some really, really cool stuff that you know, people just really don't realize.
You know, there's in this issue, there's a story about beneficial insectary.
Which is so cool.
Which they do, they have insects that will help your garden, you know, so you don't have to use pesticides. So, and there, it's, I'm pretty sure it's international. It's
it
a pretty
is.
Big business. So.
Yeah, we're both open to it. Yeah. So we both most like it. La, la, la.
And they're right here in Reading. So.
So a balanced natural thing instead of,
instead
you know, supporting Monsanto stock or something.
Yeah. Instead of, and they actually talk about Food Inc., that movie in there, which is, I guess really villainizes Monsanto. I guess that's what you call it.
Well, you know, moderation in all things, and you can't just depend, you know, business is business and all that, but I think we maybe have gone a little over the line, in fact, a lot over the line in some of those areas, but yeah, nothing wrong with if you can manage to do without the chemicals on the garden, I'd probably be more happy about ingesting said substances.
Right.
I've got about a minute before we take the bottom of the hour break.
So this is the, the article continues to talk about things like, you know, controlling, not this one specifically, but we've done that where, you know, in theory, you can buy, some type of a, another bug that you would put into your larva, put in your horse stalls, and they control the flies. The interesting thing is once they've eaten and killed all the flies, they disappear and die as well. So it's just kind of one of those things where you put
kind of like tourists.
Yeah.
They come, they spend their money, they go away. It works.
So yeah. So very cool article, something to take a look at. You know, it's not necessarily dipping your hands in a bucket of bugs and spreading them out. A lot of them come in just powders and forms, just like a pesticide, but they're not.
Excellent. Well, we got more with Enjoy Magazine following Fox News at the bottom of the hour. Carl and Linda are on assignment, and you are listening to KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Fighting wildfires in Arizona proves to be especially deadly. 19 firemen were killed.
The elite crew of firefighters known as the Granite Mountain Hotshots were trying to protect themselves from high winds and monster flames under fire-resistant shields. It's the deadliest wildfire involving firefighters in decades.
Fox Radio's Jeff Manasso. More triple-digit temps will scorch many western states today.
113 will be the high today in Phoenix, 118 over in Parker, over in Kingman, 106 degrees, so extreme heat across sections of the Southwest and even up in states like Washington and up into Montana.
Fox meteorologist Maria Molina. But along the East Coast, flash flooding is the watchword of the day.
Which is what's already started to occur across eastern Pennsylvania and portions of New York. And over the next few days, that could easily happen across the mid-Atlantic states as well.
Forecaster David Roth of the National Weather Service. Fox News, we report, you decide.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making four high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
And coming up, it is 8:35 here on KCNR 1460 AM, Community Talk Radio for the North State. This portion of the program brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold, 2463 Athens Avenue. And they are the place where you can get a great haircut. Don't look for the stuff you're going to find in a salon. You're just going to get a great haircut, good magazines, and some great company. Cypress Square Barbershop. Now back to Enjoy Magazine on KCNR 1460.
Well, thanks.
I was like, wow, that went fast.
Yeah. So we have the July issue here, and one of the stories that's in this issue is a story about
a local business
called She's Crafty, and it's a scrapbooking store in Reading. And Jenny Gannon is the owner, and Jenny actually is a labor and delivery nurse at Mercy Medical Center, and she also has this business, and it's very popular.
What a great way to cross promote.
Yeah, really.
Hi, welcome to the hospital.
Welcome to the delivery
room.
Welcome your baby.
Yeah, and then hey, come to my store and build a really great scrapbook for your baby.
Exactly.
Good
but
girl,
you know,
smart.
The thing about her that I really like about her, she is amazing. Doing social networking. She has posts on Facebook all the time, and her store is adorable.
I haven't been in, but I saw the windows and it looked very inviting.
Yep. So a great business. And if, you are new to scrapbooking, she has
and I'm
great,
sure it's more than just scrapbooking. Yes.
Or yeah. Is it they just... have, there's crafts in there and stuff, but it's mostly scrapbooking.
Okay.
Yeah. So, great place to go.
So you can go get just craft stuff to do probably anything.
Oh, yeah. And great ideas. She's got some great ideas for
it. It looked like it. That's
pages.
What I saw in the window.
Yeah.
There was some really great display stuff that was like, wow, that'd be really cool to make.
Yep. And what else we got, James?
Oh, gosh. There's a great article in here that kind of I think is comical in one sense, but very legitimate in another.
Uh-huh.
And it's a fun layout because it's kind of cartoonish, but it's called Parties with a Punch. And it's BAM, and it's Damsels in Distress Provide Safety Options for Women.
Damsel in Defense.
Oh.
That's what it is.
Well, no, there are damsels in distress.
Yeah.
And that's what they do.
Who does the proofreading over there?
Not I. That's for sure.
But
damsels
this is great.
In defense.
I actually went to a party.
I know. That's why I was going to say you came in this morning swinging it on your keychain.
I just got my new pepper spray.
So this is a company that was started in 2011 and a couple of women in Idaho that unfortunately, suffered greatly at the hands of somebody else.
Being assaulted,
which is so tragic that another person could lay a hand on another person for no reason other than whatever their motives are. So they've created these home parties. It's kind of like, you know,
kind
Avon,
like Tupperware.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. And they provide like what look like beauty-based products for the most part. I mean, they look like lipsticks and cell phones and those types of things, but they're incognito.
They're tasers.
And
pepper sprays.
Something that will tear
and
you up.
And they're pink.
Yeah, they're pink and zebra stripe.
Oh, yeah.
So, interesting article. I thought it was quite fun. I love the picture. It looks like there's like curling irons and cell phones that will literally take you down.
It was a really fun party and
yeah,
they're really
experience.
Knowledgeable. And then I went to Market Street Fair on Thursday, mm-hmm. and they had a booth there. Somebody was selling it there. So they're popping up everywhere, mm-hmm. and it's a really great thing. And, they, you know, the pepper spray is on a keychain, mm-hmm. and it fits on my key ring. And
I saw that yours was black and white zebra print.
It was zebra print, yep, in a little case.
So what I want to know is at this party, do you get to use it at all on somebody? Do they bring some dumb person that will stand there for you to try zapping?
Not at all. But
do you get to zap it at least? So it goes.
Yeah, she shows. Okay. Yeah, and there's all different kinds, and some are a lot more powerful than others, and just kind of depends on what you want. And they're pretty safe, and they have a nice lock button. So if you have kids, you know.
Well, and that was what it was talking about in the article, that these women that have started the company after they were assaulted, you know, didn't want to carry guns because of their small kids. Mm-hmm. So this is what they, this is what they came up with. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep. So it was a really fun party. So if anybody ever gets a chance to go to one, it's a lot of fun. And it's, you know, you drink some wine and you're with a bunch of ladies and
ladies, wines and weapons.
Yep. Women, wine.
Sounds
and weapons.
Like a good time.
Women, wine and weapons. Yeah. Good times.
It was fun. Another great story we have is about an artist in Reading, Sally Marbury, and
you probably have seen her work and don't even know it.
Yep. She has decorated the utility boxes in downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So really great story about her. And
very whimsical.
They're mm-hmm. really – and she's whimsical, too, I think. She's pretty neat. Pretty neat lady. She's done some –
she seems to be involved in a lot of stuff.
Yep.
Is she with Viva at all?
She has done a lot of stuff with Viva,
That's what I thought.
Yeah. So
when we were working on one of our – community things that we want to put together, kind of like our movies in the park. Mm-hmm. She kind of got involved because we were going to be partnering with Viva a bit.
Right. And she also was responsible for getting those, that paint,
the
mural on the wall.
On Placer.
Which
is very subtle.
It just looks like shadows of the street light. Yeah.
Yeah. I noticed that somebody the other day vandalized it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Somebody wrote something horrible on the wall.
Yeah.
Amazing to me.
Yeah. So, it's a great story. So
we've got more when we get back. So I think we're taking a break. Yes, Bobby?
Yes, indeed.
All
20
right.
minutes before 9 o'clock on Free Fire Radio. We'll be back after the messages.
This 4th of July holiday, whether you're partying at the lake, picnicking in the park, or barbecuing in the backyard, shop Kent's Meats and Grocery for all your holiday party needs. From Kent's own special all-beef Freedom Dogs and Burgers to tri-tip and ribs, Kent's carries only the best meats with Prado Ranch beef and Llano Seco organic pork, Kent's own cured and smoked hams, beef snack sticks, and several flavors, plus Cappy's Deli homemade sandwiches, salad, snacks, and desserts made fresh daily. Kent's 4th of July specials include 30-pack 12-ounce Bud Miller and Coors, $19.98, 20-pack Coke, Dr. Pepper, and Sprite, or 24-pack Pepsi and Diet Pepsi, $7.98 each. For a special treat on the go, try a soft serve cup or cone from Kent's Ice Cream Parlor, featuring 8 dryers, ice cream, or a milkshake. Fuel for you and your family, gas and diesel for your travels, and propane for your tanks. Friday, Kent's fires up their grill and serves up tri-tip chicken and ribs for your dining pleasure. Find locally grown quality fresh produce, seafood, and so much more, proving once again at Kent's Meats and Cappy's Deli, we're much more than just a grocery store. Locally owned, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road next to Wind Tour Gardens.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Now through July 13th, shop Carmona's Appliance Center's annual red, white, and blowout sale celebrating our nation's birthday. Shop any appliance dealer in any department or big box store. We will meet or beat any local advertised price or your purchase is free. Carmona's huge in-stock inventory plus special orders, floor models, and even scratch and dent items are all on sale at blowout savings on any new Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, or JennAir appliance. Free delivery and free haul away of your old appliances is available during this blowout sales event. Save now on your new Whirlpool appliances and bedding at our Red Bluff location. Your local brand source store, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, at Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every first Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all and prize draws.
Walk away a winner. For entry fee and details, log on to WinRiver.com. It's better on the river.
It's back at Elements Restaurant inside Wind River Resort and Casino. The Steak and Lobster Special. 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. July 8th through the 13th. Enjoy delicious lunch or dinner. Includes a 6-ounce filet mignon, 6-ounce Canadian cold water lobster tail, baked potato and sauteed green beans, all for the amazing price of $20. Plus, play your favorite slot machine with $5 free slot play on us. Check out our new menu. Elements Restaurant only at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN. It's better on the river.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
And 80 degrees. Going to hit 110 today, and tonight about 80 degrees. So we'll be right back where we started from right now. Sunny and hot for you Tuesday. Going to peak out at about 112. And fortunately, by the weekend, it'll drop back off. 4th of July, though, looking to be hot near 110. Back to Enjoy Magazine on KCNR.
Ouch.
The convention or the Civic is going to be a lot of fun in that weather.
Hydrate.
What's at the Civic?
Well, when they do the 4th of July.
Oh,
the
big, yeah.
Freedom Festival.
Freedom Festival, yes. Youch. I all you sun worshipers and lovers of heat, I'm really sorry, but I'm already over it. I don't do the
heat.
How
was Movies in the Park on Friday?
It was great. We made it through.
And it was hot?
Yeah, it was hot, but you know what? These two of the parks that we pick are down by the river, and it's pretty amazing. Once the sun kind of goes behind the trees and then it actually goes down, it cools off considerably.
Yeah.
So, it's quite comfortable.
And it was the Hunger Games on Friday.
It was the Hunger Games.
Big crowd.
That's our last show at Caldwell Park.
Uh-huh.
And so this Friday we'll be moving to Anderson River Park at the amphitheater.
What's the movie? Do you remember?
The Bourne Identity.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we kick it off.
Sweet.
Everybody, keep your fingers crossed. We've run into a little bit of a hiccup. Two Fridays ago, we got a big tear in the airframe. And very expensive to replace. And it wasn't in the budget to have to replace something that large.
Mm-hmm.
And so I worked very feverishly, and our big sponsors are Rolling Hills Casino, which, you know, they're huge in supporting us, and we thank them so much. Tri-County's Bank stepped up, and we've got a full Academy sponsorship from Tri-County's Bank, and
Awesome. We're
hoping that that sponsorship will cover our ability to buy a new airframe. But in the interim, we are using the same frame and we're patching it over and over and over again.
With duct tape.
So I'm hoping the new airframe will get here. Yeah, literally with duct tape. We'll get here before the Friday. If not, we will have to set up Friday with the old airframe and keep our fingers crossed that it doesn't explode.
Do you like, are you just like a nervous wreck?
I'm a total train wreck. So we attempt and we try. We actually canceled. We are going to be showing three shows this summer in Red Bluff.
Mm-hmm.
And we were supposed to do it this last Saturday, but myself and the Red Bluff team decided, instead of kicking off our very first show and the possibility
and
of it
freaked out about it.
Yeah, blowing up. So we're hoping to pick up the next Saturday. Up. I mean, literally it would.
It's like a giant tire just go.
It would. And you just watch balloon. It go to the ground.
And the faces get all
everybody, and all or the crowd goes, oh, you know. That's all I want to deal with.
Oh, gosh.
So anyway, keep your fingers crossed. Thank you to Rolling Hills Casino and Tri-County's Bank. And
this is not a thing you pick up at Walmart, is it?
No. No, the airframe comes from Germany. So it takes it a little while, and they're pricey.
They're mad at us right now, you know.
So. Yes.
Spying. Is it ordered now?
It's not ordered, hopefully today.
Okay.
Yep.
Sweet.
So we'll see. So So we have Movies in the Park next, this coming Friday at Anderson River Park at the amphitheater. We're down by the river and there's lots of shade. So come on down, get your goodies. We have vendors there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Supply some food. So we'll see you there.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What's next?
So tell us about the person, the storefront person
what's
that
in
we
store?
Cut. Yeah. What's
yeah
in
so
store?
Each month everybody knows now that we do a story on a feature product in our wonderful little store on Placer Street that we peddle all the local and regionally produced products. This month, this July's month, we are featuring the, what is it? The Orland Farmstead Creamery.
Uh-huh.
So that was a lot of fun. My wife and I went down and took pictures and met the owners. It's a great little question Q&A about who they are and what they do. And we just recently, well, it was this last year, we went to this really great event that was put on where they put producers in front of buyers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of agri-speed dating.
Yeah.
Exactly what it was.
That's what it was, yeah.
And you get to go around and see if their product fits what you do. And this is one of the people that we met. And mm-hmm. they make these beautiful cow cheeses. Yes.
So rather than have the middleman go out and say, okay, I'm going to sell your product for you, this is putting the
buyer with the producer.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And, you know, because these are companies that are small, uh-huh. a lot of them are emerging and budding and have not reached a level or a stage that their products are being picked up by or brokered by middlemen to get mm-hmm. them in larger. I'm sure over time they could be for farther reaching stores outside of the area. But yeah, it was really a great process. We picked up about 5 vendors from that event.
Mm-hmm.
And
these people are going to be doing tastings.
Yeah, so when we feature a story and it's food, we try very hard during that month, usually the third Saturday roughly. We call it Tasting Our Saturdays, where you can come in on that Saturday and try their product. We'll have a little bit of sample table.
And they came in on Saturday. I was working in the store on Saturday.
And dropped off the samples. I saw that in the book. So.
Uh-huh.
So we're gearing up for that. You know, you just come in, take a look around, and while you're there, get to try some locally made cow cheese.
Yeah, and you just had somebody last month.
Last month we had Carol Brannon from uh-huh. Brannon Gourmet.
Uh-huh.
She does the pepper jellies.
Right.
Incredible to dump her pepper jelly over a block of cream cheese. It'll make your toes curl. Yeah, Bob. Oh, let me tell you. And then she also does barbecue sauces.
Uh-huh.
So we are really excited about that. And then the next month, was that September?
August.
August, yes. We're going to be featuring a woman. Her name is India. She's out of Chico, and she makes ghee, which is a clarified butter.
Hmm.
So, yeah, lots of really cool
and
new stuff.
And once it's clarified, it's no longer considered dairy.
Yeah, so interestingly
I have to try it.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's take a break.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM. This is Community Radio for the North State. I'm James Mazzotto with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Ball with Enjoy Magazine.
And our wonderful producer, Bob, over there on deck, keeping us sane and together.
Oh, what's this button do?
You're so much fun.
Yep. A couple of other businesses that, stories we have in this issue.
This is a fun issue. There's a lot of, it's diverse.
It's, well, and there's several businesses.
Well, there was two that we talked about at the break that we wanted to go to, and this was the How Sweet It Is, and then also the meat company.
Premier Meat.
Yeah, which is awesome. But real quick, this one's basically about mental health. Even though it's not about mental health, it's just the whole philosophy. And this is, if you're a great outdoorsman and you love to backpack, do it in the Trinity Wilderness area, in Trinity Alps, Marble Mountain, and Russian Wilderness. Dave Dodd, who's an outdoor enthusiast and also a salesperson at Sports LTD, basically talks about his passion of going out into the wilderness backpacking. And, you know, when you're out there, you just really let all the stresses of the everyday world melt off and give you clarity. And just everywhere you look, it's just relaxation and beauty. And, so very cool. It talks about the combined three wilderness areas cover over 780,000 acres, from Weaverville to Trinity County. And they have high peaks areas that are, 9,000 plus feet. And, so just a great read, something you might want to do if you love to be outdoors and hike the trails.
Right.
Tons and tons of trails.
And then we have two local businesses that, we should probably mention that are both unique. One is a ice cream place in Chico and it's Mexican ice cream.
Yes. It's very cool. I love it.
And I'm not even going to try and pronounce the name of
it. Oh, come on. La Flor de Michoacán. Come on, Bob, do you speak Spanish?
Not a word.
Not a word.
Either.
It's really long.
Yeah. But, so that's a business, a local business in Chico. And then we have,
it's a great story about somebody that came to the States as a migrant worker, learned English, basically got his first hot shower in high school.
Uh-huh.
You know, kind of a scenario, one of those things where breakfast, lunch, and dinner, worked very hard. Knew how to make ice cream because I guess that's a big thing where he comes from in Mexico. Mm-hmm. Like by the age of 10, everybody needs to know how to make ice cream.
And he's earned a PhD.
He's now a professor at Chico State, a PhD.
And he's got this successful ice cream business.
Which is really cool. And these are like those really cool kind of traditional creamy Mexican fruit bars that are, a lot of people go to Mexico on vacation and find these things and fall in love with them. Well, this is an authentic, when you go into the shop, it's supposed to be like you're walking somewhere into Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So cool.
It's a neat little story. And then we also have, and then we go to the other extreme and go to, meat. There's a place in, city of Shasta Lake and, Roger Lawson, does this wonderful,
smokes.
And they're like cold cut meats,
premium brand meats in the city of Shasta Lake.
Yeah.
So it talks about how he got into it just kind of by chance. He'd worked at many, many grocery stores over his life, started to do this as a hobby. And then, over time, kind of created a niche and then got his big break, while he was working for a grocery store, and they ordered 1500 pounds of corned beef for St. Patrick's Day. He had never done corned beef, it said, and so he decided that he would do it. And they sold out of every piece that he produced for the store within 3 days.
Yep. Yep.
And so the business has taken off, and they needed to relocate.
And he sells his meats everywhere. I mean, they're San Francisco and
Yeah.
So you'll see it. I was in Mount Shasta, and they have his meats up there mm-hmm. and in the store there. So.
What I was baffled by, though.
They eat meat in San Francisco still?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Wrapped in plastic bags. no, with an annual sale. They do about 15 million in sales.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they buy between 25 and 35,000 pounds of turkey breast a week.
And he sells it in San Diego to Alaska to Hawaii. So yep. it's everywhere.
So a local boy makes good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I should say he moved from somewhere like in Trinity, wasn't it?
Humboldt.
Humboldt. Yep. And then they relocated their business here because they needed, I guess, that kind of I-5.
Yeah.
And they moved a bunch of their employees. They all kind of voted and decided on where to locate the new portion of their business.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to be close to Reading and close to I-5.
Yep. So are we having to wrap up here?
About time to give us a little wrap up there and tell of where do we get the magazine, all that good stuff.
Well, we have over, I don't know how many hundreds of rack locations, and we mail 10,000 of them. But you can always get them down at our office on 1475. Placer Street.
Mm-hmm. We have a rack outside the store. So
always.
Usually have them there. There's only been a time or two that we've run out there.
And if you don't get one, you can always go to www.enjoymagazine.net.
And view it
and
online.
And you can view it online.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank you for listening. It was great to be here this morning, Bob. Thanks so much,
Bob,
for your help.
Well, you're certainly very welcome. And Carl and Linda will be back tomorrow. We got a couple of days for the Free Fire Radio to catch up on. And then, of course, on Thursday, our big celebration of Independence Day. Be listening for that. Fox News at the top of the hour. Then we have got Mike Huckabee and then Agenda 21 all coming up this morning on KCNR 1460. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Wherever you go, whatever you do, be safe and be good to each other.
Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News Radio. I'm Lisa Brady.
Obviously, the news is heartbreaking.
President Obama in Tanzania talking about a wildfire in Arizona that's killed 19 firefighters.
You know, our thoughts and prayers go out to the families of the brave firefighters who were out there.
And that fire has now quadrupled in size. Fox News Radio's Jeff Benasso has more live.
Lisa, it's 0% contained. That fast-moving wildfire fueled by triple-digit temps and gusty winds that killed 19 members of an elite firefighting crew in Yarnell in central Arizona yesterday.
It must have been a very unbearable situation, and the last resort, they deployed their shelters.
Prescott fire spokesman Wade Ward worked with the men. Officials also warned that more erratic weather is expected today, and that wildfire exploding in size from 1,000 acres yesterday to over 8,000 today, Lisa.
Jeff, thanks. A new twist in the saga of classified NSA leaker Edward Snowden. Russia's president appears to be giving...